For Radio K-Man News, I'm Felicia Rankin-Solins. Police need your help as they bring down a forensic expert after a gruesome discovery. The investigation continues as police work to identify human skeletal remains recovered in the mangrove areas of East End last week. The remains appear to be male between the ages of 20 and 30 and approximately 5 feet 11 inches tall. The body was dressed in a black top and black jeans with gray Manchester United shorts underneath and black Jordan slippers on his feet. An expert anthropologist has been brought in to help determine the cause of death. Forensic samples have been collected and are undergoing examination and analysis, and inquiries relating to previously reported missing persons are being actively pursued. The National Conservation Council gets an update on several local developments going through the Environment Impact Assessment process. Director of the Department of Environment, Gina Ebanks-Petrie, told NCC members on Wednesday the Environment Assessment Board is close to finalizing the environmental statement on the Integrated Solid Waste Management Systems, EIA. A presentation from the consultants to the EAB members is scheduled for Monday.
We have now prepared scoping opinions for the Cayman Brac and the Little Cayman airports, and they have gone to the Airports Authority. The Grand Cayman scoping opinion has been drafted and it's out for review by EAB members and will be sent out, if it hasn't already been, to the Airports Authority shortly.
The rock quarry has also been issued a scoping opinion as for the Port Zeus Marina. The developer has reviewed the EAB's terms of reference, which should be finalized, quote, fairly shortly. Port Zeus is a new marina being proposed in Cayman Brac. The Civil Aviation Authority of the Cayman Islands reminds the public of the risks to aviation and public safety in general, which come from the use of fireworks and light displays. Firework displays can vary from small domestic events to major commercial or ceremonial displays, whilst light shows include all outdoor laser and searchlight displays. The associated risk posed by these events is increased when the activities take place in the vicinity of aerodromes, particularly during critical phases of flight, including approach, landing, and takeoff. Organizers planning firework and light displays during the coming season are reminded of the legal requirement to coordinate their proposed events with the Civil Aviation Authority of the Cayman Islands in order to prevent potential threats to aircraft operations. Coordination with the CAACI is required for all firework activity that takes place within 3 nautical miles of an airport or under the approach and departure paths. Firework displays outside this area, where the display height is expected to exceed 200 feet above ground level, must also be coordinated with the CAACI. Proposed laser and searchlight events within the same areas are similarly subject to coordination with and approval by the CAACI. Firework, laser, and light displays, which come into this category, must be formally approved in advance by the CAACI and will incur the appropriate fee as per the Air Navigation Overseas Territories Order Fees Regulation 2010. Now we turn to the BBC with a check on international news. For Radio Cayman, I'm Felicia Rankin-Solins.
BBC News with Julie Candler. Vladimir Putin says he'll stand for a fifth time as Russian president when his term ends next year. Voting is expected to be a formality, with leading opposition figures exiled or jailed. Israel has defended the treatment of dozens of Palestinian men detained by Israeli forces in northern Gaza. Images show the men blindfolded on their knees and stripped to their underwear with their hands tied behind their backs. The UN Security Council is meeting to vote on a call for an immediate humanitarian ceasefire in Gaza. The US is set to oppose the resolution. The US embassy in Baghdad has been attacked by more than a dozen rockets. An embassy spokesman said a militia group aligned with Iran is thought to be behind the incident. About 250 South Sudanese soldiers have left the east of the Democratic Republic of Congo. President Tshisekedi has refused to renew the mandate for the peacekeepers, saying they'd failed to combat M23 rebels. BBC News with Julie Candler.